Blog Talk Radio.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wadaru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show, Martial Arts Talk Radio. I'm your host, Danny Venna. I believe we have Sensei Timmy Frisk on the wire. Is that right?
Hey, sir. How are you?
Doing good. You guys had a great show today.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you were able to, you know, catch some of it.
It was awesome. So, welcome to the program. Tonight is Sunday, January 6, 2013. I'm here in North Carolina, and I believe Sensei Prisk is in New Jersey.
Bayonne, New Jersey.
Bayonne, New Jersey, that's right. So, how you doing tonight, pal?
Not bad, not bad. It's been a busy day, been a busy day. We had a Sidekick Talk Radio live at 6 p.m., and we had a lot of really good callers tonight and got a lot of information about Shihan Woodman out there and, you know, got a lot of people, a lot of interest in the end of this month for Sifu Alan Goldberg's show.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, one of the shout-outs that we do every night is to Sifu Alan Goldberg with Action Power Hour radio show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And to speak to the host, Sifu Alan Goldberg, you can dial 713-955-0323. And remember, that's Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And then Sidekick Talk Radio with Shihan Alan Woodman and your host, or I should say your co-host, Sensei Timmy Prisk, Every Wednesday at 12 noon and Sunday at 6 p.m. for 2 hours each show. That's a total of 4 hours a week. You can use 347-237-4818 to speak to the host. And I encourage you, everybody that listened to the program, if you listen to it today, today's show was awesome. So I know that we are getting, today is already the sixth day of January. We are getting into the new year now, and if you want to submit those bios and high-resolution photos, I encourage you to do so because time is now running short. And
I believe he's hoping for a June, July, time frame to get that book actually done by. So the sooner the better, everybody.
Yes, and to submit your bios, you can use Sensei Alan Woodman at yahoo.com. You can also use Sidekick Publications at yahoo.com. So please, and remember, you have to put contact information, high-resolution photos, and a bio together. On Sidekick Talk Radio, I think it was the other day, Shihan had instructed us not to copy and paste off of a website only because when he goes to take the information, it won't let him. So it's essential that you write the bio and not copy and paste. So make sure, once you write the bio, that you submit high-resolution photos along with contact information, and I urge you to get it done as soon as possible. One of the things I wanted to also give a shout-out to is Dana Stamos. She's done a wonderful job with her website. It's called worldwidedojo.com. This is a website. This is a tool for all martial artists to use to promote not only your dojo, your students, and your instructors, but also to list seminars, workshops, type of events that you're having, tournaments, it's a wonderful marketplace for all of us, and she does just an outstanding job with the website. And there's also a widget on that website for you to listen to Sidekick Talk Radio, both current shows as well as archive shows. So if you want, go onto the website, check it out, register your dojo, at least register your dojo, so that it's like it's just like this massive tool that she's put together for all of us to use. You can even do classified ads. So anything that you're trying to promote when it comes to your dojo, I urge you, please, go onto the website. That's worldwidedojo.com. Check it out. It's a wonderful tool for all of us to use. Tonight's show, I had received an email from a couple of my friends that have been listening into the show. And one of the things that they asked me to talk about was we actually started this program based on the Sidekick Radio talk show, basically to give one more outlet behind to be able to try to get more and more to tune into radio. One of the things that we're looking to do is build awareness, try to create some unity and harmony throughout the ranks, no matter which style you're involved in, what discipline. I just think that as we work together as martial artists, what happens is a lot of things start flow back and forth, especially if it's on a regular basis. And I've noticed that I think somebody might be their radio getting feedback. Yeah, you might have Mike. Is that you, Sensei? Are you still there, Sensei Prisk?
I'm here, sir.
Yeah, I'm getting a nasty feedback.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you still getting the feedback?
All right, now that's better. That's better.
Okay,
now,
you,
I
should
have
you should be getting a caller in any second.
Yes, I have a 347 number.
Yeah.
Program.
That is Renshi. I mean Shihan Woodman.
Wow, and we have another caller. No, two caller.
Oh, that's Renshi Woodman. I don't know who the other one is.
Well, we have a 347 number and now a 702 number, which I believe is Shihan.
702 is me, brother.
Hey, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys.
Hello?
Hey,
so I think
who's the other caller?
Elf. We have
the other caller is James Kamasifu.
James Kamasifu.
Somebody's got their background speaker on.
Yeah, who's listening to the show?
Not me.
This way.
Yeah, the one thing you can't do is listen to the show while talking.
I got you.
So tell me, how are you?
I'm good.
You guys had a great show today on Sidekick Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. That was a blast.
You notice how the impromptu show worked out amazingly, right? The one that we don't plan, we don't have any guests scheduled, and
well, you know that tonight's show. You know, I've gotten so many emails, so many messages of people going, "Hey, who are you? And what are your credentials? And why are you doing this? And all this other stuff." And I just thought, you know what? It's the beginning of the new year. Let's just get it all in the open. So now people can go back and listen to the stupid show and find out all about me and, you know, why I'm here and why I'm doing what I'm doing and, you know, the little bit of knowledge that I might have to have.
Well, I can't say enough about what you're doing for all of us. It's a wonderful tool that you've put into use. One of the things that I really appreciate is you know, the quality of the martial artist that you have on your program. Just like you said today, Sensei, you know, it was an improv show, so it was just so informative. I had a wonderful time listening in.
You know, that's the idea. You know, the whole idea of Sidekick Talk Radio was to give people, you know, kind of an avenue to find out more about what's going on around them, find out more about the history, talk, have a forum, have an open forum where anyone can, you know, call in and talk about, you know, anything related to martial arts or the martial arts community. And in that respect, build the community even better. You know, that's the whole idea.
Yes, I agree, Shihan. You've done a wonderful job with that, really.
Well, I appreciate it, and I honestly can't do any of that without all of the help and support that I get from all of the listeners, not only from Sidekick Talk Radio, but from you and your listeners as well. I had a couple of your listeners come on the show today in the chat room, chatting with me and on Facebook, sending me messages and they were listening to the show during, and so, you know, it's great. I couldn't do any of that without all the great support that you guys are giving. So, again, I send my thank yous out to you guys.
Well, you know, you deserve it, Shihan. You've been full in our community for a long, long time. I'm glad to have met you through Sensei Timmy Press, and thank you, Sensei.
Timmy who?
Timmy
who? Oh, yeah, that guy.
That guy? The cuter one of the two of us. The cuter one from the show, you know?
Yeah.
You talking about me again.
No, you're the older one. How many times do I got to tell you this stuff?
Hey, just remember who's got the younger, cuter girlfriend. That's all I'm saying.
My old ball and chain hears you say that, she'll put you in a vice grip.
No, she's adorable, and tell her the minute she leaves you, I'm all over that. Hey, listen, actually, I've got some interesting news. I actually just got off the phone with a really good friend of mine, and it seems like he'll be the guest on Wednesday's show. So if I'd like to, I would love to do a little spoiler on your show if I could.
Yes, please.
Okay, drum roll, guys. We are going to have this Wednesday afternoon at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Sidekick Talk Radio, the legendary Frank Dukes.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, we were out at his house in Seattle a couple months ago, and you know, he and I are talking about doing a couple of books together here in the near future. And I actually met him probably 20-something years ago when I was doing the Karate Kid tournament, the All Valley Karate Tournament, which I was promoting in L.A., and he came by as a special, you know, guest, and that's when I first met him, but we didn't really get a chance to really, you know, sit down and talk and do, you know, become all buddy-buddy, but over the last year or so, you know, since I returned back to the States, it seems that, you know, he and I have gotten the chance to, you know, actually sit down and talk and find that we have, you know, a lot of things in common and have great, you know, both of us share, you know, similar views. So, you know, we're going to hopefully do some things in the near future together. But one of them, of course, is going to be, you know, a really fantastic show this Wednesday on Sidekick Talk Radio. So I hope if all your listeners, man, you guys want to talk to somebody that really knows martial arts in and out, call in, because I'm telling you right now, he's the real deal. So,
you know, since you said that, and that's news I didn't even have yet, so that's awesome. I got a question for you. You know, you know him obviously. You know, since, like you said, over the last year, and you know, a lot of the rumors and everything. You know, you don't know somebody until you know them, and that's what I always tell everybody. You know, I don't like ever down talking or downgrading anybody until I know them. You know, what is your professional, you know?
Well, you know, I'll
what's the right way
you
to put it?
So there's two sides of it, and you have to really have to separate. And this is where I think where a lot of problems come into play is that people don't know how to separate the two. There's the Hollywood you know, bullshit, you know, sides, excuse my language, you know, of what people say, you know, people who've never even met him.
Exactly, and that's what I hate. You know, I hate that.
Yeah, you know, I'll give you a really good example. Let me give you a great example, because I'm going to pull it out right here so I don't misquote anything. I'm holding a pamphlet in my hand that Frank actually gave me, okay? And you guys go, this is what I'm talking about. Here's the bullshit that people pull, okay? Where it says, I'm holding, this is a brochure for a martial arts school. Okay? It's located in Sherman Oaks, California. Okay? At 4367 Woodman Avenue, Sherman Oaks, California. And it says, more than a martial arts, you know, ninja, the secret arts of Duke's Rue Ninjutsu. And it has the phone numbers and the information, the address and all that. And inside is this guy claiming that he is a student directly from Frank Duke, talking about how he's training in ninjutsu and green ninjutsu. And the funny thing is, in all the programs, the belt membership, he's got some great photos in here of him doing some high kicks and class pictures and stuff like that. And it's a very well-designed brochure, and it even has Frank Duke's bio and picture on the back of this thing. Okay? And the interesting fact happens to be that Frank Dukes himself told me when he handed me this, he goes, you know, it's funny that this guy teaches Duke's Rue Ninjutsu and how he's my student when he's never met the guy nor has ever heard of him.
Really?
Wow.
Okay, so you know, there's the side right there, and when you're talking about somebody of such import as Frank Dukes, and he has made, you guys don't even know how big of an impact he's been on martial arts, is that not only, of course, was the story Bloodsport about his life and the underground fighting in Hong Kong, okay, that he was a part of, and that was the whole, you know, storyline behind Jean-Claude Van Damme's very first big breakout movie, which was Bloodsport, taken from his life. But he is also one of the writers and producers of another Jean-Claude Van Damme movie called The Quest. So, and he's been involved in other movies and other TV shows as well. You know, so he's been in the Hollywood business, you know, for quite a long time. And the same, you know, he writes, he produces, he does choreography, he's a trainer. He actually just came back from Iceland, where he was training with the military forces there in Iceland, you know, and not as a teacher, he was training with them. Wanted to see what they were doing. So, you know, there's two sides of them. There's the side that people think they know because they've heard stories and legends and all this other stuff. And then there's the real side of him, you know, that he really was an underground fighter. He really did, he was part of the clandestine, you know, operations for the U.S. military for a while. And it's been verified and accounted. you know, so
it's basically just jealous BS is what goes on. It's people are,
some of it's jealous. Can I say, I think some of it's jealous BS. I think also some of it is misinformation. People that, you know, they've heard a story, or I heard this from this guy that says he's this guy. And then just, you know, bases their entire opinion on him from that. Or it could be five stories that, you know, look, you know me, guys. I've been in 42 years in the arts, and verified. I've done countless movies and television shows and stuff in Hollywood, and, you know. And I'm not the one running around going, oh, yeah, I did all these movies, and you know, I'm the star in this and that. But there are those individuals, okay? There are those individuals where they're an extra or a background guy or something on a film, and when they retell the story to their friends, you know, they were the co-star.
Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's you know, I hope to be able to, you know, he opens up and tells the truth about himself, because it's a shame when somebody, like you're saying, that has done so much and gets, you know, I'm going to be frank, gets shit on. And it's the same thing. You've met Steven Seagal. I haven't. I don't know if you have, Shihan Vena, but I haven't. And all you hear is that he's an asshole. He's this. He's that. He's a horrible martial artist. And you know, the shame of it is all the same people were probably his biggest fans when his movies were number one. So, you know,
I've met him on two separate occasions. And in both separate, on both occasions, totally, totally a gentleman, totally nice guy, no attitude, no ego, you know, but in all honesty, you know, it's things like that. It really is. You know, you hear so much, stuff about people that people don't really know, you know. You know, I mean, you gotta have to verify your sources, kind of thing. You know, like I'll give you a prime example. Here's a prime example. Okay, I was offered to do a part on the movie Titanic when they were shooting it. And they were shooting it. They shot it in Rosarito, Mexico, and I was living in San Diego at the time. And I was offered a part, and I had already heard stories of people, you know, not getting paid well, and there was health issues and stuff like that. And I turned the part down. And at this point, I turned it down. You know, later on, you know, I actually had the opportunity and wonderful thing to be James Cameron's assistant director on a project film. And I got to go to his house and we talked, and he actually showed me the script of Avatar that he had been working on for years, even at that point, and that was 16 years ago.
Wow.
And telling me how you know, with his pet project and all this, and it was stuck in his desk drawer, and, you know, and he just kept wanting to do something with it, but technology wasn't caught up with it. And so that's how long ago. And he sat there and told me, now, prior to this, I had heard so many people say, oh, Kate Winslet. Oh, she's such a sweetheart. She's like the new, you know, ingenue of Hollywood, and she's so sweet and kind. And you know, I will tell you for a fact that James Cameron said she had a reputation on the set from everybody, and I heard not from him, but from about five different people. You know, her nickname on the set was called Kate Wines a Lot.
Wow.
So, you know, because she didn't like nothing. She wasn't happy with anything, you know. Hey, get in the water. It's too cold. You know, yeah, well, go figure. You know, we're making a movie about a ship sinking. Were you thinking you weren't going to get wet?
Well, you know what? I hope there's time on Wednesday where we can go into some of this and you know, really tell the truth so people stop
seeing and stop talking negative about him. Frank
yeah.
is a very open guy, and you know, we're going to have a couple hours with him on Wednesday. So, you know, unless something, you know, instantaneously, magically happens where, you know, he can't come on the show, and even then we'll book him on another show. But he just said that he'd be happy to be on the show this Wednesday. So
cool.
We're gonna send that marketing out. That marketing package is out today.
I hope everybody could tune in because it's going to be great.
Yeah. So. There's a lot about that. Even I have gotten, you know, had gotten a name of, you know, a nickname called Hollywood Man. and I had often got people that said, oh, well, I heard you were really arrogant and stuck up and conceited, and because you did all these movies and TV shows and you know, and then they get to know me and go, wow, you're nothing like what I heard. I'm like, well, I'm good, I think. I don't know. So, you know, you always have to separate what you hear as to, on your own opinions, what do you think. So, you know, my advice is you always should just approach people, you know, the way that you see them and find them, not what you've heard or preconceived notions of what you think they may be.
Sure, because then you'll It'll wind up biting you in the ass anyway.
Yeah. You know, so I'm just happy to have him on the show and happy to be a good friend of his now and that, you know, hopefully we're going to share some stories and stuff. And one of the books that he wants to put out, by the way, is a book actually breaking and dispelling some of these myths and stories that people have been telling, not just about him, but about arts in general.
Well, you know, I've been involved in the martial arts pretty much all my life. And when you hear about things like this, sometimes it's just astounding. I mean, how could you put out a flyer saying that you studied under somebody and then that sees it and says, I don't even know this guy? It's just ridiculous, Shihan. It really is.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think Timmy's heard the story, but I'll tell it for your listeners. I know we've only got a couple minutes left on the show. I'm sorry about that. Real quick, there was a guy that wanted me to come train at his school here in Pennsylvania, and he told me that how his instructor was Japanese, and his instructor, he knew of me and heard of my name in Japan, and, you know, he wanted to train with me. And I'm like, oh, great, that's great. And I went out there, and long story short, he told me that he was a fifth-degree black belt in traditional Shotokan, and which is, you know, my foremost art, and how he wanted to train with me, and la, la, la. Well, problem being is that I get there, and he tells me that his instructor was Japanese and did not speak English. Yet, when I went to a school, the instructor knew no Japanese whatsoever. Not even the basic understanding of, you know, what is my oiski, what is uraken, what is soto barai, what is, you know, maroto barai, what is, you know, soto geidan barai, you know, age uke. He knew none of the basic language structure for traditional Shotokan karate. And to top it off, as you know, Shotokan ka wear a traditional white gi, always. He had his whole school, including himself, in the traditional Okinawan short pants, black uniform.
Wow.
You know, so, and then come to find out, he was just, and I ended up calling him out right in front of all of his students that, you know, he was not a legitimate black belt and he should stop lying. And, you know, it's one of those things. It's just a crazy thing that some people want to be respected. They want to be important. And the way they feel is instead of going out, like some of us do, and training hard and dedicating your life for years to learning, that they want to take the shortcut and just say that they did that.
Well, that's not fair.
No, but that's what's there. That's what's out there. And I'm not saying that there's a lot of people, but I can tell you there's more than enough. You know?
Well, I've only had one sensei. I've been with this guy since I'm a young fella. And that I understand what it means, you know, that people want recognition for stuff that they really didn't do. And that when that happens...
Yeah,
you
we know somebody who does that.
Yeah, well,
we know somebody who claims to have been a student of somebody who they never were. But anyway, that's on another show and another story and another time.
Which is very
unfortunate. Stop talking about me like I'm not here. Okay,
Well, listen, I want to thank you guys. I got the. The guys from Sidekick Talk Radio on the wire, Shihan, Alan Woodman, with his co-host, Ypres, Sensei. What a wonderful this is for me because you've joined me now on, it's almost like an Kick Talk Radio. I love it.
We got an extra half hour out of you, see that?
But it's four fellas. You know, go ahead, Gina.
I don't feel bad. I always feel bad. I feel like I'm always taking away your joke.
Cole, are you kidding me? That's what it's all about. I mean, Well, we got 10 seconds left. Can you imagine a half hour went by already?
Wow, that was fast.
So thank you for having me on again, guys. You know, you guys are awesome. So, you know.
Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Hanchi, Zaina, and Sensei Tim, I wanted to tell you guys, I actually was talking with Gary Amon from California tonight, Master Gary Amon, and they are now in discussions with Master Jim Thomas, who wants to bring out the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame that has been in California for, I think 27 years. Now, he wants to bring it out to New Jersey. This March.
It actually is. It's March 3rd. That's what I plugged on your show.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm actually friends with Dr. Thomas.
Oh. Yeah. So.
Yeah. It's March 2nd. It's March 2nd.
Yeah, March. Yeah, 2nd. Yeah, that's what I thought.
And then the tournament. So, and the tournament is the 3rd. That's where. I got you and Tagawa from last year. He did it the week before or something like that.
Right. So Sidekick's actually going to be there this year at the event. So Timmy, and I hope you'll come with. It's in your neck of the woods, dude.
Being that it's 5 minutes from my house, I'll be there. You know where it is, Alan? You remember the hotel right outside the airport that we drove by?
Yeah.
It's right there.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's right across the highway. It's right across the highway from where you and Tagawa stayed.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, sir. So it's literally, five, maybe 7 minutes from my house.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's,
yep.
That's
And let me tell you, man, they have a really good turnout. They have a really good event.
Yeah, that's what I heard. You know, they wanted me to come. They're doing the event in California as well. But they're also going to do it in New Jersey, and then they're going to do it in Minnesota as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're setting up events in Orlando, Florida, and Texas.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're going to start bringing it to different states and having the main
in
California, but then have it, come around. So.
That's really cool. Really cool. I'm glad to hear that. You know that you're going to be part of that. And yeah, man, I'll be there. You know that.
Oh, good. So, Hanchi Reina, I hope you can make one of those events.
Yeah, I hope you can. I hope you can get. I know that things are crazy right now, but I hope you can get up here for one of them.
I would love to, Fuzz. I'd love to meet Shihan. Face to face.
Yeah, and being I haven't seen you face to face since I was about 17.
Right. So, I wanted to tell you guys too that I would be really interested in doing an event of my own as well. Something maybe with Sidekick or my old, Masters in Action thing. I don't know. Maybe Sidekick. Something. And maybe we could do something like that ourselves.
If there's anything I can do to help, Shihan, please let me know.
Thank you. Well, it's just a formulated thought. It was something, Tim, you remember I was telling you about last year we were actually trying
we were trying to start that up last year out there in PA.
Yeah, that's right. And it just didn't come together, and it's just so much stuff going on. I had to
Do you still have in hand all those trophies, or did they stay at the YMCA?
No, the trophies are gone. Actually, I brought them to my friend in California, and he used them for his tournament.
Oh, okay, all right. No, that's just
it's
a good
okay
question because
it's okay because actually I can do something else. I want to do something a little bit better. It's a little different,
Cool.
You've seen those Masters in Action awards, right? The
Masters
in Action. The black marble base with the red flame around the gold.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, those are the award levels that I'm talking about, something like
those
that.
Those are nice.
Something.
Those are really nice.
Yeah. So I didn't want to do a tournament. What I wanted to do was a seminar and an award dinner thing.
With a bunch of different teachers?
Yeah.
Cool.
And I don't want it to be a big event. I'd like it to be actually small, but we can get a couple of people for sure. Mike Masterhead from Seattle, possibly even Frank Duke. Eric Lee, possibly, if we can get him in. People that you don't normally see on.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds fun.
Where would you be? In what state?
I haven't decided yet. I'm not objected to being, out of PA at all. To be honest with you.
It's not too bad because I go to for Karate Academy, which is in. Go with Hobie Sensei.
My main interest would be to make sure that it was someplace that was affordable, that it was nice, that it was convenient to everybody. I'll be honest with you, and I'm not putting down anyone at all. Not Eric, not the World Karate Union, not Gary, not nothing. But in my honest opinion, some of those events are really quite out of the way of.
Yeah,
the larger areas. I don't know why they do that. Probably because it's a little cheaper and more, convenient for them.
Exactly.
But I think I'd rather have it somewhere that could be manageable for anyone to get to. So, with that said,
it's something to definitely keep in mind and. You have so much going on between going to India and everything like that that you really got to look at your schedule and see where it fits in and all that.
We were talking tonight actually about it seems that in March, I guess I've got the USA thing. In March here, but then. They want to bring me out to California to a seminar again, so I've got a couple seminars on the West Coast in March, plus the USKA wants to bring me in for their tournament. The head director of USKA, Maria, wants to bring me in for their tournament there in L.A. And that's all in March. And then in May, we've got Eric's event. In June, we have the World Karate Union's event at Positano. And then in July is the Masters Hall of Fame back in California again. In August, I've got the summer camp in Colorado.
I don't think there's any time in there.
we just have to arrange the schedule, that can be.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm right here, so I could do whatever for the New York, New Jersey area that, my as long as it's time permitting, I could do whatever's, possible.
I would even suggest that if someone wanted to promote and throw a tournament.
Right.
If I didn't have to do it, and I'm kind of speaking of maybe you might want to talk to Master Austin. Austin Wright.
Well, see, what knocks it out of the block with him is he's the partner of Dr. Jim there with the one in March. He's his East Coast connection to have this. So Austin is actually throwing half of this himself also.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so that's what kind of kills that for that because I was promoting that for Austin because they want to bring Carrie, they want to bring Tagawa out for it, and, they asked me to send a message over to him.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to talk to you off the phone off on that one.
Yes, sir.
Considering the last thing with Carrie. Anyway, stay in touch and Auntie Vena, again, thank you very much. Sensei Chris, I'll talk to you guys later. Be good.
All right, brother.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Do I still have you, Sensei?